Hey, hockey fans, I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray. We host the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
We're lifelong hockey fans who talk about the game and the lifestyle. Our guests include professional hockey players.
My rookie party had to wear Speedo, and then we had a checklist of stuff we had to do.
Here we go, Gaber. What do you got to say? And it's kind of like, you know better than that now, boys.
I got dressed for the Bruins. I get a phone call. And he's like, dude, we need you over here by the elevator. You got to get downstairs. You got to get dressed right now.
Started playing the like, dun, 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 dun. And I turned it around and it had the Olympic rings and said, we did it.
NHL team hockey reporters.
I actually took the Stanley Cup to this ice bar where they've got now girls around them and I've got a fur coat on.
I wonder who he should have checked over here. And then I looked down at my feet.
Hockey fans.
The entire bar was lined with guys in Kings jerseys. We quickly realized, oh my gosh, this is the dad's trip.
And we bring unique hockey stories to light.
Coming back to England, 24 rinks in the entire country. That's where the problem starts with the sport of ice hockey here.
Canadian Blind Hockey Association, those few kids we interviewed, their whole week is built around Sunday at the rink. They're just hockey players.
We don't agree on everything.
Pineapple goes on pizza.
No, it does not.
I think it does.
But we do agree that there are many people and places that build the House of Hockey.
New episodes every Tuesday. Come on in to the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
The second round is in full swing and the action increases from game to game. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings will be offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball playoffs, offering players a free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes up for grabs each day. The best part is, it's free-to-play. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during the day's basketball games and track your results throughout the evening. Questions will range from which team will hit the most threes to which team will score first. I wonder if anyone had the Suns sweeping the Denver Nuggets in this. Anyways, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use the promo code THPN when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Head to DraftKings pools page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, hockey fans alike, and welcome to episode 54 of season 2 of the King's Den, as always presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Thank you so much again for joining us here on episode 54 of season 2 of the King's Den. And once again, thank you to our friends at DraftKings for sponsoring the podcast. You heard it at the start of the episode. And I gotta tell you, That read was about the basketball playoffs. And before we get to the NHL, we don't really have much Kings talk today. We're just going to talk about the NHL playoffs and what's going on. And we'll tie it into the Kings a little bit. I have some Kings stuff I'm working on that I want to talk about as the offseason goes on. But I just want to talk the playoffs about the NHL playoffs. But I want to start with the NBA playoffs first because of that DraftKings read. The basketball playoffs because of that DraftKings read. How about the Phoenix Suns? Shout out Corey and Richie. I know they're huge Suns fans. A sweep of the Denver Nuggets. I know that read said the second round. Well, the Phoenix Suns are off to the third round after sweeping the Denver Nuggets tonight. Tonight. Or last night if you're listening to this. And wow. Like Chris Paul, Devin Booker. They are playing some great basketball. The whole Suns team is playing some basketball. And it's been fun to watch. Honestly, all the basketball playoffs have been really fun to watch, and it's fun seeing a new wave, having no LeBron, no Steph in this. It's fun seeing the new wave. And to see a team like Phoenix in the third round, who was, let's be honest, so bad for so long, it's awesome to see them head to the third round. And let's go to the East for a second. Brooklyn dominated those first two games. Then Harden gets hurt. Milwaukee wins game three. Now Kyrie gets hurt in game four. And Milwaukee killed it in game four. So now that series is all of a sudden tied at two. And with that, could the super team be eliminated? The team with Kyrie and Durant and Harden and Griffin. Like, Blake Griffin's kind of carrying that team right now. It's crazy. It is crazy. And then got to look at the other series as well. I mean, let's just say in the East, Philly has a 2-1 series lead on Atlanta. That's a hell of a series. And again, look at the changing of the guard there. Philly's been here around for a while and haven't done anything. But look at Atlanta, man. Trae Young carrying that team, man. It's fun to watch. And then the other one, Utah Jazz, LA Clippers. It's kind of fun to see the Clippers finally get over the hump, but have they yet? I mean, could they lose to Utah? They have this. They built this championship team, supposedly, with Kawhi and Paul George, and they have a bunch of other pieces as well, and they still haven't done anything yet. And again, Utah's up 2-1 in the series. Donovan Mitchell got hurt last game, but he said he's fine for game four. We'll see what happens. Utah's a good team, man. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But I just wanted to start with that quickly because the read reminded me of it, that the NBA playoffs have been just so much fun this season. They've been as fun as the NHL playoffs, I'll say. Like, it has been a lot of fun, and there's a lot of great storylines in both the NHL and the NBA playoffs. And it's been a fun, what is it, month and a half now? 2 months of playoffs, and we still have a little bit to go. Man, it's a fun time of the year we're having right now, and we're going to get it a little bit later in the year, obviously, as well, because usually both finals are going on right now, but instead, the third rounds are just about to start. Like, the second round's still going on, third round's just about to start. Again, fun to watch. It's very fun to watch. And speaking of third rounds, let's turn tides to the NHL playoffs quickly, where we are in the third round. The third round started last night as, wow, the New York Islanders win game one in Tampa Bay, beating the Lightning by the score of 2-1, taking a 1-0 series lead. Barzal, a goal, plus two. Braden Point had the goal for Tampa. Both teams had 31 shots on net. Hits very even as well. Tampa Bay had one more hit, 41-40 in that category. Pulock scored the other one for the Islanders. And, like, it was 2-0 Islanders for the majority of the third period. It was 1-0. Barzal made it 1-0 in the second. Pulock made it 2-0 at the 5.5-minute mark in the third. And then Point scored in the final minute. So the Lightning put the pressure on to try to tie the game, but it was too little, too late. Varlamov was great in net for the New York Islanders. So the New York Islanders have a 1-0 series lead on the Tampa Bay Lightning. By the way, I get ratings and stuff like that, but wasn't it wild that this game started at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific today? It's the only hockey game of the day. Why isn't it starting at like 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, or 4 Pacific, 8 Eastern? I just don't get it. That is something I just really don't get. I questioned that the whole time. And before I even get to the Montreal-Vegas series, I just want to say, we kind of talked about this last episode, what it would look like, the Final Four, but isn't this a wild Final Four? I mean, Tampa, the New York Islanders, Vegas, and then Montreal. I mean, just a wild, wild Final Four that we have here. And the Islanders won game one, but I honestly think the Lightning will win this series against the New York Islanders. But this next series, Vegas and Montreal, it starts tonight. By the way, very awesome of the Canadian government that they're allowing travel. So Montreal was able to fly to Vegas for this series, and Vegas is going to be able to fly up to Montreal for the series. So very awesome that is being allowed to happen in these still crazy times that we're living in, slowly but surely getting better, but still crazy times we are living in. But let's get to the series for a second. It starts tonight. You have Vegas, one of the best teams in the league, who I gotta tell you, I'm over them. I am so over the Vegas Golden Knights. I am just, oh, words can't describe it. Like, I want Montreal to win this series. I need Montreal to win this series. I'm sorry. I really want Montreal to win this series. Let's just go into the series. Montreal finished the season 24-21-11, and Vegas finished the season 40-14-2. So quite different records going into this series from the season. But it's the matchup that happens. So Montreal at Vegas. And Vegas, obviously, the much, much better team when you look at the records. But Montreal's kind of on a run, man. Montreal is kind of is on a bit of a run. And I think that they're going to give Vegas a fight. They are going to give Vegas a fight. I really, truly believe that. But here's what I want to talk about as Kings fans here. The Montreal Canadiens against the Vegas Golden Knights in the third round here. There are two former LA Kings from the Cup teams in 2012 and 2014, I might add, going against each other in this series. And that is Tyler Toffoli for the Montreal Canadiens against Alec Martinez of the Vegas Golden Knights. So, my question is, going into this, from a Kings point of view, who do you want to see advance more? Who do you want to see play for the Cup more? Tyler Toffoli or Alec Martinez? Interesting question, isn't it? Isn't it? Toffoli has 10 points in the playoffs. He's had a very good playoffs. What is it? 4 goals and 6 assists? He has had an awesome playoffs. Martinez, he's been battling some injuries, I believe. He got hurt earlier, but he has a couple points in these playoffs as well from the blue line for Vegas. So, from an LA Kings point of view, LA Kings fandom point of view, who do you want to see advance to the Stanley Cup final? Do you want to see Tyler Toffoli or Alec Martinez? Alec Martinez scored the game-winning goal for us in 2014. Toffoli, big part of those as well. So who would you like to see advance more? And let us know what you think. Like, honestly, I really want Montreal to win this series, but I think Vegas just might be too good, man. Vegas just might be too good. I think Tampa advances, even though they're down 1-0, but this other series, like, people say Vegas, but I think Montreal could give them a run, but Vegas is the better team. It's streaky, right? And also, Carey Price is playing like Carey Price right now. The goaltending in this series is unbelievable with Price and Fleury, so it's going to be a very fun, very interesting series to watch. That's for damn sure. It's going to be very fun, very interesting, and I can't wait to see what unfolds over the course of this week. And, of course, we will discuss both of the series on episode 55 of The King's End, which will be out on Thursday as well. And just before we let you go, Euro 2020 has started in 2021. Yes, because COVID delayed it last year, the big soccer tournament. And we just want to say here at The King's End, prayers up to Denmark. That was a horrible, scary incident during Saturday's game. Horrific incident, and we're just thankful that he is okay. Crazy that those teams finished that game later in the day, but just a horrible, scary incident. It's glad to see that he's going to be okay. So just, that was a very scary moment in sports this weekend, so I just thought we had to say something about it, because again, you don't see that every day, and it was a super scary situation. So prayers up for Christian Eriksen. We are glad he is okay here at the King's End. And with that being said, that is it for this episode of The King's End. Yes, a bit of a shorter episode, but the episodes are going to be a bit shorter during the off season, obviously, when the Kings are out and it's off season. So the episodes are going to be a little bit shorter over the summer. But that's been it for episode 54 of season 2 of The King's End. As always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review to not only the King's Den, but to every other podcast around the Hockey Podcast Network. Because again, everyone is just killing it. Everyone is doing so well here at the network. So go give everyone love. And, you know, we got four teams still in the playoffs. Go give those podcasts love as well, because they still got teams in it. Teams to talk about. Habs Nightly, Vegas Nightly, stuff like that. So go check them out as well. And also, don't forget to follow us on social media at the Kings Den THPN on Twitter and Instagram. And also, of course, we're presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. So don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter and Instagram at HockeyPodNet, or just search them on any other social media, Facebook, etc. Just YouTube, just search the Hockey Podcast Network. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon for just $1. You can find all of our exclusive bonus content around the network and so much more. Just search the Hockey Podcast Network. And also on our website, on the Hockey Podcast Network's website, we have a blog page open now. So podcasters from around the network are going to start writing blogs on the website, maybe weekly, something like that. I know I have to get in on that as well. So go check that out as well, because everyone is just it's so nice that we have some writing involved in this as well. So go check that out as well. And of course, I am your host, Jordy Cunningham. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Cunningham Jordy. And with all that being said, I hope you have a great start to your week. Stay safe, wear your mask, be nice to others, enjoy the sports that are going on, because it is awesome right now, everything that's going on. And we will talk to you on Thursday for episode 55 of season 3.